First picture of you, the Lotus Eaters, Radio Northampton at 30 minutes after 12 on what's going to say Wednesday? It's Thursday already. The week is dashing along at quite a pace. Helen Blaby's going to be back in the seat next week, but I'm here with you today and tomorrow. I'm in shorts. I'll be straight with you. Don't normally wear shorts. Just, I don't know, felt a bit of a pang and a love for the shorts. Mainly because, do you know what, this week, it's not like it has been really warm in places, but it's clammy. It's clammy. It's that thing where you can never really catch your breath. So as the year gets hotter, as the weather gets hotter, you might be thinking about changing your attire, okay? But am I out of order is the question. Could I have paired shorts with some flip-flops today? Or should I be choosing smart shorts with potentially a pair of smart boat shoes for work? Or am I okay with a nice smart top as long as the shorts aren't a little bit too risque? The reason I'm asking this is because I want to hear about flip-flops at work, right? The HR knowledge manager, Karen Faulkner, joins me from HR Solutions in Kettering. Karen, first of all, happy summertime to you.
Happy summertime to you.
Okay, so the question is, flip-flops, yay or nay, are they all particularly, I suppose, individual circumstances?
I think I can't help but have to caveat what I say. So I think it really depends on the circumstances as to whether or not it's going to be appropriate. So it's a judgment call, I think, that we have to make.
Okay, that gets you on the fence a little bit. I'm going to push you off your HR world here very soon.
I think I'd like to say, you know, that generally it's okay for you to adapt what you're going to wear at work for the weather, which is probably a little bit more of a relaxed approach than most HR people would like to take. So the thing is that employers all have a duty to manage an employee's thermal comfort. And sometimes we can get preoccupied with, at what point is it too hot? You know, at what point can I go home? At what point can I start doing what I like because it's just too hot or it's too cold? But it's all about thermal comfort. And actually, it's highly recommended that one way in which employers manage thermal comfort at work is by allowing people to relax their dress. So if you do have a formal dress code at work, then one key way of managing thermal comfort is to relax that a little bit in the warmer weather. But employers don't have to do that. So if there are strict policies, you know, unfortunately, you might still have to wear your more formal attire. And of course, anybody who's working in the sort of environment where they have to wear things for health and safety reasons, you know.
Yeah, well, let me talk about that if I can, right? So obviously, if you're working, let me just say, I think working in the courts, for example, I couldn't see myself walking in a Speedo and a Mankini into the court service. Your Honour, may I take the stand? Okay. And ultimately, using the same rhetoric, you couldn't go into, let's just say, a builder's yard in a pair of flip-flops and a pair of canvas shorts on. But when we strip it all back, the other departments we work in, for example, if you're a teacher, if you work in a shop, if you work in the media, how important is that presence as to how you present yourself in the 21st century? Because it has changed.
Yeah, I think it's changed. And I think modern working practices are generally that people are much more relaxed about what you wear at work. I think it just all really pivots back to, is there a policy in place? What kind of impression does the organisation want to give? And what type of work you're actually doing as well, as to whether what you wear is appropriate in the situation?
I remember I worked in a call centre and we had a shirt and trousers policy. Dress down Friday too as well. And sometimes if you open too many shirts, too many buttons on the shirt, or maybe if you went to polo shirt, we were always pulled aside and going, what if one of the clients come in? And I've always thought to myself, a client isn't going to look and say, hi, that guy over there seems to be wearing a slightly off-grey pair of trousers and a polo shirt. I am not bringing my business here, for I am now taking it to the Far East. Do you know, there seems to be a big culture shift and sometimes a blame culture as well.
Yeah, I think generally people are much more relaxed, and you know, a lot of business meetings that people would normally want to be turning up in a three-piece suit for is just not happening like that anymore. You know, I think as we're trying to get much more of a work-life balance, I think that's also feeding into dress a little bit as well. And so some organisations take a stance where you need to just dress for what's appropriate for what you're doing that day. So actually it might be that if you're in an office one day and you're not really customer facing, for example, it's fine to come in wearing shorts and flip flops.
But what if you are customer facing? This is the thing. What if you are? A customer in 21st century Britain surely isn't going to judge you. Now, I almost understand sometimes people getting a little bit perturbed by things like tattoos and stuff, because it's only relatively newly accepted into culture. Right, that kind of thing and piercings and stuff, it still strikes some people. And I can understand sometimes people going, oh, maybe let's have a think about that. But, you know, sticking on a pair of shorts and a T-shirt, is that really going to put anyone off?
I don't know. I mean, generally, maybe not. But it really does depend on the circumstances. I think it might not be appropriate for you to turn up, say, in your shorts and flip-flops if you were going to be pitching, you know, to FTSE 100 company.
Yeah, good point.
But then actually, you know, to turn up in shorts and flip-flops to run a sports day at school, you know, is probably going to be entirely appropriate.
Okay, so let me make it clear. Piercings and tattoos, I think, are thoroughly acceptable across the community these days. I'm just trying to appease everyone there. But Karen, I'm going to light a fire under you here, and I'm going to allow you to upset some people. Is it one rule for men and a different rule for women?
No, I don't think so. I think generally, you know, we do have to apply the rules equally to everybody. I can't help but feel, though, that perhaps women maybe get a slightly easier time of it in terms of relaxing their dress in the warmer weather, which might ruffle some feathers. But I just think it is the case that they just have more of a range of things available to buy that might, you know, be okay to wear at work in, say, a more formal setting than perhaps the men do. But then, you know, as the weather does get warmer, I think, again, might be controversial, but I think women can generally tend to struggle a bit more as it gets hotter as well, especially if they're, you know, pregnant or perhaps going through the menopause. You know, it can get much more uncomfortable for women in the warmer weather. And again, even more of a reason for them to be able to have a slightly more relaxed dress code at work.
So we don't have any of this conversation today if we all just wear a uniform. Surely that would suit everybody. The whole lot of us, you walk into any building, any company, any structure, that everyone should wear a uniform. We should all be in here in our BBC uniforms, and that should be it. And you should be at your work in your full work attire, and that would solve any problems.
Oh, it would be a bit boring though, wouldn't it? I think it would be a bit boring if we all had to wear uniforms. I think, you know, sometimes they're great because they enable people to be identified. So if you're working in a shop, you know, sometimes you just want to clearly know who you've got to go to get help with what you're looking at. And also, of course, people working in the NHS, you know, have got to present a certain image and things like that. And you know what, actually, maybe a uniform would make life a lot easier for some who struggle to get up in the morning and have got too many decisions to make in a day. But I think it'd be a bit boring if everybody had to wear a uniform.
And I know there are some people now wearing a uniform, either thinking one of two things, to go on, no, it's great, I don't have to choose my outfit. And the other ones are going, I would love a little bit of freedom. Please give me some freedom. Well, look, it is one of those things that it's changing all the time, and I suspect even in the next 10 years it will change yet again. But here's to a bit of comfort and us enjoying this summer weather. Flip-flops or no flip-flops, Karen Faulkner, who is the HR Knowledge Manager at HR Solutions in Kettering. And may I ask, this is going to sound really weird, can I ask what you're wearing today?
I'm wearing a short-sleeved black top and some nice formal trousers.
Okay, I'm quite intrigued, but I'm quite intrigued by the footwear.
By the footwear? I don't know. What do you call them? Ballet pumps, I think. Perhaps they are, but pointed. So
a little bit
smart, but a little bit cooler than
almost flip-flops. Almost flip-flops, Karen. Yeah. Karen Faulkner, thank you for joining me on BBC Radio Northampton. I'm losing my self-control. Yeah, you're starting to trickle back in. But I